Sam Levitt has committed and decided to sign with Lane Kiffin and LSU after Brennan Sorsby committed to Texas Tech. We see the news that On3 broke. Welcome to Crane and Cone from On3. Make sure you're subscribed that Trinidad, if he does get that extra year, is going to stay with Pete Golding at Ole Miss. Cone, I'm going to be honest with you, and you played quarterback in the Big Ten. When Sam Levitt announced he was going in the transfer portal, to me, he's the number one quarterback in the portal. I have thought that. I know he got injured. But when it comes down to just ability and moxie and having that dog in you that we talk about, I mean, what box does Sam Levitt not check? I mean, where does he rank to you with all the quarterbacks that we see in the portal? Where does he rank to you?
Well, I agree with you right up there near the top, top three for sure. And not just his ability to, you know, be effective through the air. But I mean, when he gets going on the ground, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country from that standpoint, too. I just love watching him play. Now, there is one point I want to bring up here, which is there was such an underdog mentality playing for Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State. And now, you know, what Lane Kiffin's doing at LSU, it does feel a little bit like the dark side of the Force, right, from Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I wonder how that's going to affect his play and sort of who's rooting for him. Because if you want to be a critic of Sam Levitt, you could say 2 years ago he had Cam Scadabo, easy to turn around and hand the football off to that guy. And then this past year, played in, what was it, seven full games, half the schedule. But again, I've seen enough football from him that I understand his ability both through the air and on the ground. And honestly, at this point, it's like, give Lane Kiffin a signal caller from anywhere. Look at this. I mean, we thought that he leads Jackson Dart to being the all-time passing leader at Ole Miss. Thought Simmons was going to be the heir apparent to that. He takes a Division II quarterback in Trinidad Chambliss and has him, what, top six, top seven in the Heisman Trophy voting. So his ability to develop quarterbacks is really second to none at this point.
Yeah, Blaine, that's the other part of this. Sam Levitt on his own, I think, is an unbelievable football player. I think he's a tough ass. I think he can do everything you ask him to do, and he's a guy I would trust in the moment. You put him with the dark wizard, Lane Kiffin.
A lot of darkness coming.
Then what? But I mean, it's the truth. What that combination to me is lethal. It is absolutely lethal because he knows how to call games and prepare a quarterback to play to his strengths. But when your quarterback has nothing but strengths, I mean, now it's the whole menu. So it's not the brunch menu. It's not the lunch menu. It's not the dinner. It's a Waffle House. You order whatever the hell you want, whenever you want to order it. Doesn't matter what time of day. We're open, and we can give it to you any way you want it. Fried, scrambled, smothered, blubbered, topped, golfed, and shopped.
Yeah, I'm an all-star special guy. I'm going to say it myself if we get in the Waffle House. Shout out, Coney. It goes back. It makes me think, has Lane ever missed on a quarterback? Has he ever missed? I wonder what his hit rate is when it comes to Lane Kiffin and getting.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey and Sorority Row hit rate. Right.
And Sam's exactly what he wants, right? He wants a guy who can beat you through the pocket. Sam can do that. One, Sam has to stay healthy. Okay. It's one of those things you think you're running around right now in the Big 12 whenever you want to. I mean, you got to pick your battles when you come to just absolutely letting it go when you come and play in the SEC. I will say that. But Sam Levitt's the perfect fit. And I promise you, I know you had Cam Scadabo in Arizona State, but Lane's going to put someone behind you who can run the football, right? You're going to be able to do that. So this is dangerous. This is dangerous. Look, I don't know if Lane Kiffin's the dark side. I don't know if you can do that and Pilates and still be part of the dark side.
Oh, that's actually the way it starts.
Go together.
Yeah. You kidding me?
Like, Sam Levitt's already dangerous, right? But you put Sam Levitt with, I mean, Lane Kiffin, you're basically starting to build Thanos' army.
Yeah, well, hot yoga is the dark side version of yoga and Pilates. That's how it starts.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you do. It's my job here to educate you sometimes. But again, another kind of arrow in the quiver here is that, yes, Lane Kiffin is attractive to offensive players. Yes, LSU is attractive to good players in general. Lane Kiffin plus Sam Levitt plus LSU should be like a magnet to ballers in the transfer portal, high school players as well, but let's be honest, the transfer portal from an energy standpoint is the new signing day. It just is. It's spread out over multiple days, though. Like, that combination itself, that's why if you're an LSU fan, this is the perfect scenario to me. Mm-hmm. This is the perfect scenario. Outside of maybe Trinidad Chambliss, right, just because of continuity and they know each other. But Cone, how if you're a player in the portal that is top shelf, you could actually have guys maybe turn down a little bit of money to go play with these guys because they're going to make more on the opposite end.
It's like a famous actor who wants to work with a great director and they take that pay cut at scale. And even in the worst version of LSU on offense, without Lane Kiffin, you have multiple first round wide receivers everywhere all the time, right? I mean, there's a reason they call themselves wide receiver U. That's not necessarily the case for offensive line. So I think Lane Kiffin really needs to make that a priority, offensive line, especially to get the run game going like what Blaine is talking about. But that's where Sam Levitt's mobility also helps you out from that standpoint. One question I did want to ask you guys, though, and like you said, Jake, it looks like Trinidad Chambliss, he may not get that extra year. If he does, he's committed to Ole Miss. But if you had your pick, would you take Sam Levitt or Trinidad Chambliss?
Is this me having the pick or Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin at LSU right now.
I would take the quarterback I just had for continuity's sake over a guy I've never coached before. Not that it's not going to work.
As much as I love Sam Levitt.
For sure, for sure. It's a kind of the bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, I think. Now, I do think we could ask a question off of that. And again, Trinidad Chambliss' sample size at this level is smaller than Sam Levitt's. I do think there's a world, Blaine, in which it potentially could be even better at a place like LSU with Sam Levitt's ability with Lane Kiffin. We just haven't seen that movie yet like we've seen with Trinidad.
Yeah, I really think if you're Lane Kiffin, you would rather have Trinidad because, I mean, you're so much more comfortable with him because he knows everything that you know.
And you saved him.
Yeah. I feel bad about the Division II teams he had to go play. That must have sucked, right? He must have been just dropping absolute bombs on those kids. But I will tell you this, Sam Levitt, peak Sam Levitt, is better than Trinidad Chambliss.
I do agree with that. I do agree. If they're both playing at their best, I think maybe and we talked about this last year, Sam Levitt may be the most underrated running quarterback in the country when I'm talking speed. Like Sam Levitt is flying. I know he got hurt. We'll see how he bounces back. It's 2026. I mean, hell, they'll put a robot leg on him at this point. Like, oh boy's running. Like, he will run away from SEC defenses. I think that's a part of the game that I don't know if that many people take serious. He's not just, like, can make you miss in the pocket. If he takes off and he has a step on you, he's Gonzo the Clown.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what we were talking about with his mobility. And that was even with, you know, like we said, with Cam Scadabo at running back. That and just remember that combination of guys in the playoff and coming back on Texas.
Without
back,
Jordan Tyson.
That defense doesn't give up that 4th-and-13. Arizona State moves forward and beats Texas in the college football playoff. And that was without his number one wide receiver in Jordan Tyson. And again, like I said, at LSU, you're going to have your pick at skill players. How will Lane Kiffin feature the tight end game? You know, is it going to be mostly 10 personnel, 11 personnel? Will he get into 12 personnel with multiple tight ends? What is the run game going to look like? Because, again, you got Lacy at Ole Miss this past year, Quinshon Judkins before that. This idea that Lane Kiffin just wants to air it out and throw the football over the place is one of the biggest misnomers in college football. Everything for him starts with that run game, and there's a reason that the running backs that he has had feast for his offenses. Yeah. So how exactly is that going to work at LSU? That's what I'm most interested to see with Sam Levitt.
And I will say this, the system is going to fit Sam Levitt so well.
Oh yeah. It's perfect.
So well, I mean, it's going to just fit perfectly from getting the ball out quick. I mean, the RPOs, I mean, the read options, the pushing the ball down the field, to spread you out and empty and make every player play his position. It's going to put Sam Levitt. We probably haven't seen the best Sam Levitt yet.
Yeah, which is scary. And the last thing I'll say is probably the most dangerous thing about Lane Kiffin, and he'll be able to pick what personnel he wants at LSU to fit his system, but he's malleable to anything. If his team is best at lining up in 12 personnel and doing those type things, he can do it. Mm-hmm. If they're best at lining up and going empty a lot in 10 personnel or going 11 personnel and brushing the tight end out as a flex Y, he can do all of those things. That's what makes him so scary, is he has an answer for everything and a way to go about playing to his advantage with the personnel he has, which is really, really, really dangerous.
I just want to say one more thing real quick based off Blaine's statement of, I don't think we've seen the best Sam Levitt yet. And this is what I was kind of trying to hit on with my dark side of the force comment being at LSU, is that there's a scenario where Sam Levitt could play better than he did at Arizona State and still not meet the standard or the expectation for LSU. That's kind of the thing that I was wanting to hit on, because at Arizona State, with the way that Sam Levitt, and it's no disrespect to Arizona State, but what he was able to do with Kenny Dillingham and with Cam Scadabo and making the college football playoff and winning the Big 12 in a year where all of us and everyone around the country thought you would finish last or next to last in the conference, that was good enough, right? LSU, we're only, what, 5 years removed from maybe one of the greatest offensive performances in the history of this sport. So yeah, Joe Burrow.
Where did that quarterback transfer from, David?
Joe Burrow transferred from the Buckeyes,
Ohio State. And then the next one. Where did,
but you didn't have to bring that up. But
yeah. Where did the next one transfer
Arizona from? State.
Whoa, yes. We got a track record.
Two here. Heisman Trophy winners, right? Yeah. And so the standard is going to be as high as it possibly can be. Can he play up to that standard? Because that's what LSU fans are going to expect. It's not 10 and 11 wins isn't good enough there unless if you're not winning championships.
If you're an Arizona State fan and Sam Levitt wins the Heisman, you got to be sick.
Yeah, we got to start getting together in dark rooms and talking, coming up with plans and stuff. That's typically how that starts. But we hope you plan on subscribing. We're over 200,000. Excited to be in On Three. This is Cranny Cone. Make sure in the comments you let us know, how do you think this fit is going to work out? I could guess most of you are probably LSU fans, so I think you're probably going to think it works out pretty well. But we want to know anyway. Make sure you're locked into Cranny Company. Like the chances of me being able to catch Sam Levitt at all, at anything, we're going. Gone.